Thank you. Thank you, President Bottoms, and thank you to all of the friends, alumni, faculty, and students who have joined us here this afternoon. We're delighted to be here with you for this dedication. We're just as thrilled as you are. We'd also like to welcome and thank several family members who have joined us. Our son, Jamie, and daughter, Julie, both of whom have included music in their lives as students and continue to find it interwoven in their adult lives. Julie's husband, our son-in-law, Joe Kaiser, couldn't be with us today as he's a tenor currently performing this fall in two different opera productions at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. And our two grandsons, Jackson and Jacob, are in Chicago probably watching the video of The Sound of Music for the 63rd time. We also have my mother here, Alice Edelmeyer Taglauer. She is a DePauw alum. I won't tell her graduation year. She said she doesn't care. Class of 38. And I have my two sisters here, Lois Wilson, who is not a DePauw alum, I'm sorry, and Gretchen Kravosha, class of 78. They're right over here. Finally, we welcome longtime friends and nearly family members, Peggy and Roger Branson, who came from Orlando to join us. Thank you.
As you all know, this building will be the home of our School of Music and the Department of Communications and Theater. Although we are celebrating today the official opening of the Green Center, we anxiously await the completion of Phase 2 next spring, at which time the section housing the Communications and Theater Department will be completed, and the infamous Walker Pond is once again established in front of this building. As a side note, 3 weeks ago during the DePauw Discourse on the Environment and Sustainability, we learned that one of our environmental panelists, a DePauw alum, actually went scuba diving in Walker Pond during his DePauw days to determine what faculty, students, or musical instruments might be laying at its bottom. Many interesting things were found, but alas, nothing in these three categories.
As we stand here today, we are quite humbled by the fact that the performing arts have existed here at DePauw for 123 years. In fact, as we reflect upon this, the performing arts have been and continue to be a defining element of the DePauw experience. Of the top 50 liberal arts schools in the country, of which we are one, the administration believes we are the only school to have a formal School of Music awarding degrees in Bachelor of Music, Bachelor of Musical Education, and Bachelor of Musical Arts. Said another way, without the music school, DePauw University would simply be DePauw College, which doesn't seem to have the same ring to it. What we believe is truly unique about the performing arts at DePauw is the ease with which our students can choose to participate in our ensembles and performances, regardless of whether they are majoring in music, biology, or economics. Although we may take this for granted, it's not how most of the universities are organized or operated these days.
There is clearly a place for the performing arts in a university context. The experience of performing provides a spirit of camaraderie and teamwork if it's an ensemble performance, and the necessary mental discipline and courage if it's a solo performance. It provides a sense of being part of something greater than what any one individual can attempt or achieve. It provides a respect for the artistic talents of others. It provides a feeling of accomplishment from the hard work required to master the technical and empathetic challenges of the work being performed. And it provides the sheer joy and delight from creating something that can have a magical impact on others. As John F. Kennedy once said, "The life of the arts, far from being an interruption or a distraction in our lives, is very close to the center of a nation's purpose, and it is the test of the quality of a nation's civilization."
It has not been uncommon for DePauw students to change majors and their life's direction more than once during their stay here in Greencastle. For young people passionate in the performing arts, it's a weighty decision whether the performing arts should become a vocation or an avocation. And DePauw has always been open and nurturing to this life decision. Although the performing arts are not typically defined as an element of a liberal arts education, although they probably should be, the performing arts can be a rich and essential element of a life well lived. As Plato once said, musical training is more potent than any other, as rhythm and harmony find their way into the inward places of the soul. As we see students milling about the center and hear them on stage, we should be well aware that some will go on to live distinguished lives as professional artists, and some will allow the performing arts to become an integral and meaningful part of who they are as individuals.
We further hope that this center will be inviting to each and every DePauw student, even if just to read or study within its walls. It is quite possible that exposure to what goes on in this building just may draw someone in and potentially become a defining moment in a life, a symphonic performance, a play, perhaps a class on music literature. Over the course of our lives, we have had countless people lament that they did not continue music lessons as their parents had encouraged, or that they wish they had invested more time in performing or acting. DePauw represents a community and an environment where the arts are accessible and approachable, and we hope that each and every DePauw student takes advantage of it. We want to thank the university for allowing us to participate in and make suggestions to the design of this building. Whether it's the four rotundas, which we dubbed Papa Bear, Mama Bear, Baby Bear, and Goldilocks, or the Fibonacci sequence embedded in the north glass wall, or the recording studio, which will allow our students to record and refine their performances, or the Great Hall itself, suitable to hold gatherings such as we have today, we had great fun in making Neil Abrams and architect Dan Moriarty's lives more complicated. We also want to thank the many faculty who touched and shaped our lives in profound ways more than 30 years ago, including Don White, John Sox, Mary Heller, the Carkeeks, the Grubbs, and many, many more. We thank each and every one of them for sharing with us their competencies and passions for the performing arts. In closing, Joyce and I have found countless times over our lives that music and the performing arts are truly unique in their ability to bring together and establish emotional connections among diverse people, regardless of generation. Thus, we are honored to be connected with all of you here today and hope that the joy and celebration of music and the performing arts endure not only here at DePauw, but wherever your life journeys take you. Thank you.